What are some of the strangest haunting cases you've stumbled across?
Well, I'd have to say that one in New Jersey is the most bizarre I've ever come across because of the range of haunting phenomena in it. And I'm currently giving some talks about it with the primary psychic who investigated it, Carl Petrie. And it involves a house in New Jersey that I literally call a soul eater because the premise seems to be that if you die while you own the house, you become permanently trapped, or apparently permanently trapped, as a ghost in it. And this house, which dates back to the colonial times, has a fair number of ghosts in it. And there's a suicide victim, a boy who was struck down by a car in front of the house. A female ghost who's a bit on the wild side and, you know, is kind of a switch hitter, likes to have a lot of fun with the guests at night, if you can imagine. And, a lot of very unhappy ghosts who create, some very marked poltergeist phenomena there. And people who have owned that house, a lot of them haven't stayed very long. They've packed up their bags and gotten out. And the most recent victim of the house, tragically, is a woman who died in 9/11, and she warned by others to get out, to sell the house while she was still living, and she wouldn't do it, and she died that day when the towers went down, and now she's stuck in the house herself.
I mean, when you say she died when the towers went down, where was she? In the towers?
She was in the towers. But now here's the thing about ghosts is that some ghosts haunt places where they die, and some ghosts go someplace else. Actually, if you were a ghost and maybe you wanted to be in a favorite place, you wouldn't, and you certainly wouldn't hang around a cemetery.
Right.
You could help it.
Or they follow certain people.
Right. Or they follow certain people, but. This house seems to have, that once you're an owner of it, there's something about this place, and the area around this house is kind of spooky as well, with a lot of unhappy hauntings in the area, and UFO activity as well. We often find these things interrelated, but this house seems to, I want to say, like, suck your energy back into it, because you've got the relationship of being the owner with it. Now, so this house has its own haunting presence, its own haunting personality. And can a house literally haunt itself? Yes, I've certainly come across that before, where houses take on their own thought form presence that haunts a place. And Stephen King explored that idea in Rose Red.
Well, Stephen King, I think he's been haunted. I mean, for him to have the brain he has to write some of those incredible horror-type books, something must have happened to him.
Well, I think a lot of our fiction writers write about what they've experienced and what they know is possible from their experiences. Now, when Carl first went to investigate this place, he could see the ghosts who were there. He's got that ability to see ghosts as you and I might see real people.
Sure.
And he also experienced a lot of very violent poltergeist phenomena, things being slammed around. And it was almost like some of the portrayals in movies, which are always embellished and amplified up, you know, just for the sake of drama.
But I bet they're pretty scary in real life, too, Rosemary, huh?
Well, they really are, and when you run up against it, and oftentimes in a place where poltergeist things happen, nothing may happen at all, then one thing may happen very suddenly. It may not even be anything major. It might be minor, like a movement of an object or something slamming to the floor, and it is very startling and very unsettling.